A musical adventure. New artists, new musicians, and everyone involved in the world of music. Live from Music City, Nashville, Tennessee, this is J-Rod Concerts, the podcast, with your host, Jamie Rodriguez. Let's find out what we have this episode.
What is going on, my people? Welcome to a new episode of J-Rod Concerts, the podcast. I am your humble host, this and every episode, Jamie Rodriguez. Have a great guest for you guys today. Super stoked to have her on. Before we get to her, though, are you subscribed to our newsletter yet, guys? JRodConcertsMedia.com to subscribe. It's every Friday. 5 new songs you're going to know each week in there. There's going to be some cool sweepstakes coming on. Exclusive stories from the road. We have some great festivals coming up, so you're going to have some exclusive nuggets there. So make sure you're in there. If you don't like it, it's easy to unsubscribe, but JRodConcertsMedia.com every Friday directly to your inbox. Now, today's guest, ladies and gentlemen, we just love her. We love her. We started crossing paths with Bronwyn Keith Hines in 2021. So 3 years ago, basically. At the beginning of her journey with Golden Highway, the band that plays with Molly Tuttle. And, you know, we started crossing paths in Nashville, have a lot of mutual kind of acquaintances and mutual friends. And we always loved, not only, obviously, is she one of the best fiddle players in the world, I would frankly say, but she just had always a great positive and just clear aura, beautiful energy. And, it was always nice to see her, always nice to see Bronwyn side stage at some festival. And we've seen her rock some big crowds with Molly Tuttle. Oh, my God. I've seen her have people dancing and hollering, 20, 30, 40,000 people. It's wild. So happy to have Bronwyn Keith Hines on the show. She is a 2-time IBMA Fiddle Player of the Year. She's originally from Charlottesville, Virginia. Obviously now she makes her home in Nashville. And she is releasing a brand new album soon, her solo, I believe her second solo album. Her first one came out in 2020 called Fiddler's Pastime. And it had 2 songs charting at number 1 on Bluegrass Today. She is a graduate of the Berklee College of Music in Boston. And she has performed with anybody and anybody, including obviously Molly Tuttle, Jerry Douglas, Old Crow Medicine Show, The Milk Carton Kids, Sarah Jarosz, Peter Rowan, I mean, you name it. Bronwyn is the shiz. So happy to have her on the show. Let's get on with the episode. Bronwyn Keith Hines on J-Rod Concerts, the podcast.
How are you?
I'm doing great, Bronwyn. Were you always like so fashionably inclined? Like you always have a great color. You always dress well. Like were you always like, I don't know, like a low-key fashion icon?
Well, I'm glad you think so. That's very nice of you to say.
Facts are facts.
Well,
my audience, Bronwyn, you know, 2-time IBMA Fiddle Player of the Year. A badass in everything you do. You play with Molly Tuttle. You have a great solo career. Always great to see you. Especially when we're not side stage, you know, at some venue.
Yeah, I mean, that's a pretty good place to be too, but I've never seen you, I think, not at a show.
Exactly. You're always warming when I see you. You're warming up, you know, perfectly dressed, kind of getting ready to sing and do your thing. So it's cool that we get some time here.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks for having me.
So, Bronwyn, I was watching you on YouTube last night. The Will You Ever Be Mine video. Pretty awesome, by the way. But you are like the friend that everyone in Nashville wants to be with, Bronwyn. And like whenever I talk to like Sierra Hall or whatever and your name comes up, I feel like everyone just gets into a positive state. Everyone just smiles. Everyone just like loves you. You're beloved by everyone in the community.
That is very sweet. That's very, very kind to hear. Thanks.
Yeah. And by the way, you know, congratulations on your engagement. Like, let's start there. Jason Carter, great guy, obviously a legend in his own right. Was it a special proposal, man?
It was. Yeah, it was really special. We did it. He did it at down at Peeler Park at the end of Neely's Bend here in Madison. And that's kind of been our spot for, you know, we've gone on walks there for many years and hacked up a lot of things over those walks. So it was kind of the perfect place.
Beautiful, beautiful. Yeah, congratulations. Or was it like one of those situations where like everyone kind of like, it's like, okay, you guys get married already. You guys are like, you know.
Yeah, I told somebody, I texted somebody, and he was like, what did he say? It was like, kind of like big surprise, but in like a nice way. Like
Of
we've
course.
been together long enough that it's not a huge surprise, but it's really exciting.
Totally. And I was thinking about this, Bronwyn, as I was listening to your old stuff, Mile 12, all that. Did you always envision bluegrass and like fiddle playing to become so cool? Because it really is now, like with you, with like, you know, with Billy, you know, like it's like an arena sound now. Red Rocks, like did you envision it? Like since you were like a little girl, did you ever envision it being so cool?
I know I never envisioned myself playing venues at large, but I think I always thought it was cool in my own way, but I was just like, I was a dork anyway. So, I was a homeschooled fiddle kid. So like in my little weird circles, it was always cool. So I thought it was cool, but I don't think I ever thought of myself as someone who was going to play for huge crowds. I thought I'd be happy with like small venues and stuff, but so it's been a welcome surprise to get to play some bigger places.
Yeah, I mean, you've played like pretty much at like the biggest places in the world at this point, in America at least.
Some of them, yeah, man, playing the Gorge was kind of that was probably maybe the biggest place I've ever played, biggest crowd.
Yeah. Like, how many people were at the Gorge?
Oh, it was I think they said it was like 20,000 or
20,000.
something around that when Dave was playing.
Speaking
Something
of
like that.
Dave, you know, since you bring him up, like that must have been the coolest thing because you're from Charlottesville, Virginia. Obviously, he's from Charlottesville. Like, I mean, that must have been like a holy shit full circle moment for you.
Yeah, absolutely. Totally. And yeah, having that Charlottesville connection, I just heard his name so much. I used to go to a jam session at Miller's, which was the bar in Charlottesville where he got his start. And that's where I went as a kid to go to a jam. Anyway, yeah. So anyways, getting to meet him and tell him I was from Charlottesville and then jam with him was like, yeah, my parents were freaking out.
You played with him. Were you able to like tell him all this, you know, all these
Yeah,
different things?
I did. I think I told him I was from Charlottesville. Like we opened for him one other time before, like a year before that. So I think I told him that then. I don't, and but I think he remembered because he like brought it up when we were at the Gorge. And I was like, wow,
Amazing.
all right, cool.
Super cool, Bronwyn. So, Bronwyn, you mentioned you were homeschooled, and I mean, I'm trying to figure your career out because I find this fascinating. I think this is mind blowing to me anyway. When you, I mean, you decided like super early, like young age, like age four, like what you that you wanted to play, basically. You're one of those kids that just knew what you wanted to do with your life, which is fucking incredible. What was it about Irish fiddling? I know your dad is from Irish descent, but what was it about it? Like when you remember like little Ham Bronwyn, this small. That just kind of like set your soul on fire that you're like, I want to do that.
I don't know, honestly. I mean, yeah, I had the Irish heritage connection. I think you can get into anything if you find a community around it. So I think I like stumbled into a Irish music community as a kid and I loved it, and I had people to play with and so I think that it just kind of happened and yeah, and then I was about 16 and I was going to these fiddle camps where they would teach a bunch of different styles. And I would hear kids playing bluegrass and I would be in some bluegrass fiddle classes and that started kind of speaking to me even more. Like I was really drawn to the blues element and kind of just the attitude behind it and the improvisation. Like I think that one thing in Irish music, I was always trying to mess around on the songs a little bit and that was sort of frowned upon. And for what that's just not part of their tradition. So I felt like I was, encouraged to do that in bluegrass.
Totally. And you never kind of like ignore the fact of your ancestry. Like those Irish trips that you made, tell me a little bit about those because I've been to Ireland. I love it. But I'm curious, like you really went in deep. How were those trips like musically?
Well, we would go. I mean, I remember going to weddings in Ireland when I was a kid, even before I really played Irish music necessarily. And and then when I kind of got more into Irish music as an early teenager, I would go. My dad would come with me sometimes, and then I think maybe they let me go when I was 16 by myself, and that was like really fun, going to all the pubs and stuff, and just like kind of crazy going to Ireland as a 16-year-old by yourself. Like that's a little nuts. But I was responsible and they knew where I was gonna be and like who I was gonna be staying with and stuff. But it was really cool.
Yeah. That's great. Yeah, you weren't pounding the drinks in Temple Bar, you know, in Dublin or anything like that.
Oh, so. No, I would never do that.
Oh, gosh. Bronwyn, and obviously, you know, loving all your old stuff. I mean, Fiddler's Pastime, great album as well. A little underrated, like, honestly. I think it's like, just listening to it. I was listening to it driving back from Knoxville last week, and I'm like, this shit is so good. There's, like, no filler. But I was thinking about your dear friend and bandmate, you know, great dude, Kyle Tuttle as well, who just released his own record. And, you know, when you've had, I was thinking about this, Bronwyn, when you've had, you know, 2-3 years, like the ones that you've had, like since 2020 or 2021 with Molly and stuff, would a mini downside, I mean, for a lack of a better term, because it's not really a downside, but like would a little wrinkle would be that, you know, that your own projects, your own muse, sometimes you don't get to spend as much time in it as possible because, you know, you got to play the gorge.
Right, totally. I mean, it's like you could think of that as a downside, but I also don't feel like I would be where I am and even have the inspiration to maybe to be making the music I'm making without like this Golden Highway experience and being part of that band, you know? So I feel like, you know, both Kyle and I are trying to navigate that and have, you know, figure out the time to do our own thing as well. But also I think we're both just like loving what we're doing with the band, and it's inspiring everything that we're doing, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, totally. And speaking of Golden Highway, Bronwyn, when was the time that like, I'm sure you guys have talked about this, that you guys all figured out that this was like magic, you know? Was it, did you have like a moment where you guys were like, holy shit, like what the heck?
I feel like our first live show was kind of, you know, we had some rehearsals and those were fun, but you know, in a rehearsal, we're just like all trying to remember the songs and they're like, so, you know, it sounded good, but it wasn't like, you know, you didn't have that moment on stage where you're like, oh man. But we started, I remember we did a couple rehearsals in the fall of 21, and then in 22, in January, we started our first tour, which was a West Coast tour, and we started in Seattle and worked our way south. And I remember even just the first show in Seattle, like we were all super nerved up, going to play a whole set of music we'd never performed before. But just the feeling of all being on stage, it was like I'd never experienced anything like that with the energy both on stage and like from the crowd.
Yeah.
Oh, right away it was like, oh wow, this is really cool.
100%, Bronwyn. And your new songs, I think I told you this the other day in Station Inn, but like your songwriting is quite special,
Bronwyn. I mean, well, I should say it's not my songwriting.
That's right. But are you writing your own songs?
No, none of these. I did not write any of these.
Is that something that you're into?
You know what? I have not done it at all. Singing has been like the new thing for me. So I've been kind of working on my singing in the last couple of years. So like putting out vocal songs at all, you know, I felt like it was going to be too much to try to write songs as well as like learn how to sing them, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I'm gonna source like songs from my favorite songwriters, and like that's going to be the first album.
Right. Well, I think I'm sure you're going to be a great songwriter, but your vocals are like splendid, Bronwyn. Would you say that like you're singing like as good as you've ever sang right now?
Oh, well, it's definitely the best I've ever sang. I aspire to sing even better, but it's improving.
I love it. And you're going to do a little tour, right?
I am, yeah. I've got a couple solo gigs booked for this spring while I'm, you know, still off the road from Molly. And I'll sprinkle stuff in throughout the year as I can.
Amazing. Yeah. I mean, hopefully we get to catch it. I know you had one of these the other night, but I think I had something that day. Also, it was like past my bedtime. Sometimes these shows, yeah. When they're like, you know, come see us at 11:30, like a Tuesday, I'm like, AM.
Yeah, that's... I could win to do this in the afternoon.
Right. Oh, my God. Bronwyn, if it was up to me, I would have brunch shows. We're all in bed by 6, you know, so.
That would be very civilized, actually, into that.
Oh, my God, Bronwyn. Well, look, you're awesome. I think you may play a song for us. So let me leave you with this, Bronwyn. And this is going to be impossible, but you've had so many great magical moments the past 2-3 years. I've been present at some of them, like, you know, Bonnaroo and stuff. Is there one that, like, you're like, man, if I'm gone tomorrow, like, that moment can be on my epitaph, you know?
You know, I think winning Fiddle Player of the Year at the IBMA the first year.
Hell yeah.
I think that was The Grammy was amazing too, but something about the Fiddle Player of the Year, it's just so specific. It was for my thing that I do, and to be recognized like that by my community was like, I was just like bawling in the bathroom as soon as I got off getting that award. So, you know, really, I hope everyone, yeah.
Well, Bronwyn, thank you so much for your time. I know you had a busy day. Do you want to take us away with a song? Are you down for it?
Sure. I'll play a little Phil tune.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, why not? Okay. Here's Lee Highway Blues.
How am I supposed to go on with my day after that, Bronwyn? You know what I mean? Thank you so much for your time. You're the very best. We always appreciate connecting with you.
Oh, it's great to talk to you. Thanks.
Absolutely. Take care.
Bye.
You have been listening to J-Rod Concerts, the podcast. Thank you for tuning in.